It's probably just me, but that music makes me salivate like Pavlov's dog. It's IndyCan Radio time, your front row seat and backstage pass to the best of Canada's emerging music. Todd Arkell and Cam Carpenter from Cool Planet Entertainment are going to be talking to us. But first, live at IndyCan, we have Alex Tintinelli.
Hi, I'm Alex Tintinelli. I'm going to play Love Is Gone from the album Nothing to Lose. Here it goes. You called my house. You called my house yesterday. You called my house. You called my house yesterday. I pick up the phone, baby. I heard every word you say. Why don't you just, why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you just, why don't you leave me alone? I'm telling you, baby, before something goes wrong. It's now fading away. True love is gone. It's now fading away. I'm telling you, baby, please stay away.
Listeners, how old you are?
15.
And we just heard the song Love Is Gone, which is from your debut record?
Yeah.
And when we first played that on IndyCan Music, I got some feedback, and I mean, nobody knew who you were, and nobody cared, just, wow, that is great music. Doug from Ottawa, he's a great guitar player. Nobody ever said for his age, or as a songwriter for his age, just that you're for real. And can you tell us a little bit about some of the people you've had the opportunity to play with so far in your career?
Well, I've played with a lot of professional local musicians. You might know Mel Brown. He's a great guitar player, singer, / blues musician. And played with him and a couple other people. I've shared the stages with David Wilcox, Jeff Healy, Tom Cochran, etc. Yeah.
How much do you miss Jeff Healy?
A lot. Yeah.
We're dying over that one. You know, that's what a loss to the Canadian music scene. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a chance to play at Healy's?
No. I went to a jam at Healy's a couple years back, but. Never played there.
Back when it was in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a Tuesday night open jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. And your greatest inspiration for songwriting?
Greatest inspiration right now is John Mayer, I have to say. Because, yeah.
You relate to him?
Kind of.
It definitely comes out in your music, and I mean, it's not a bad influence to have because he's like ridiculously talented.
Yeah.
As are you. I didn't know what to expect. Like, I mean, your dad gave me a bit of backstory in the van on the way here.
Yeah.
When you were doing sound check, like, I looked at Joe, kind of like, in 10 years, this guy's going to be huge. But anyway, good on you. You're a fantastic musician.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
Now, Love Is Gone. We were joking that that sounds like 100 years of heartache and living in the doghouse. Where did you come up with the idea for that song? And did you steal some of the ideas from other artists that you love?
Well, I kind of got the inspiration by listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he came across to that kind of view of songwriting. And I think it obviously didn't reflect on me, because
you've never been in love before. You can't, you know, the lyrics that you write, you don't really...
Not love, no.
They don't necessarily reflect your current situation.
No, no.
But you've had a girlfriend, right?
I don't know.
Woodstock, his parents are here. Come on.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm just trying to see, you know, if he's, you know, is it like when you see a movie or you see other people in love, so you can talk about it because you can feel what they're feeling when you're watching it?
Kind of based on other people's stories. Kind of, that's, I like to read up on other people, and then
really.
That,
so you do a lot of reading.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and you write in first person. But a lot of it is reflections from...
Wait till you fall in love. You're going to start writing some serious tunes.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. When you feel that, too, like when you actually experience that pain, or when you experience that real love, wow. Yeah, it's going to bring you so much more melodrama.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I begin thinking that we were two, but then I realize that I'm not good enough for you. Yes, I look into your eyes and see something I've never seen before. I think about it so much, I just wanna come back and see it some more. It's not the same when you're coming home and you're all alone. No one by your side. You just wanna fall asleep in a room with a heart beating gently inside. Hey, ooh. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay or if you're sadly gonna go. Not with me, and it's just so hard to believe. Do you know what it's like to be left behind? Do you know what it's like to be loved? Do you know what it's like to be on your own? Please tell. Just where I went so wrong. Ooh. I just wanna know what's so bad about it that made you really wanna go. On my knees, begging, darling, please, but I hope you know something's gone inside of me. Do you know what it's like to be left behind? Do you know what it's like to be alone? Do you know what it's like to be on your
about your guitar chops? Is that mainly through lessons or your own kind of...
I take lessons from a great guitar player, John McKinley.
There's been a few jazz lessons in there too, hasn't there?
Not really. Actually,
I heard some jazz chords. That's
yeah, that's for sure.
I have a Joe Pass jazz instructional DVD. Don't really.
You don't have to go any any higher than that. I'll say that because he's like the best guitar player that's ever lived. I mean, one of them anyway.
Yeah. I don't really. I looked at it a couple times, learned a few chords. Don't really watch it a lot because it's just a video. I don't watch that many movies, but. Mm-hmm.
What do you listen to when you're not playing the blues?
Like I said, John Mayer, Jack Johnson. I like Eminem. I gotta say that, and I like his lyrics. I think they actually mean something, unlike In the Club and stuff like that, where it's not really that meaningful. But a lot of that stuff, a lot of newer kind of stuff too.
What was your favorite gig to date?
Favorite gig to date? Oh, I don't even know. Probably have to say the Kitchener Blues Festival was probably, because it was cool. It was like had our own trailer for a bit.
Who shared the stage?
Who was playing?
David Wilcox, Jeff Healy, cool. All those big names. The Animals, Eric Burden and the Animals.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. We got gourmet chef cooking for us too.
Right on.
It's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good resume so far, I must say.
Yeah.
Who have you not seen who you really want to see in terms of a live performer?
Definitely John Mayer. I'm all about the John Mayer right now, but it would have been cool if I were alive, if I were even thought of to see Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix awesome. Something that's like that, but
for sure.
Obviously that's gone, but
yeah. Kingswood Music Theater up at Canada's Wonderland. I got to see Stevie Ray Vaughan there. Oh, it was pretty fabulous.
Oh, nice.
I'll remember it for my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll just have to make that happen. Let's call up John Mayer. Let's put a show together. Who's in for that?
I'm in.
Everyone?
I'm definitely.
I think he's in.
Okay, John Mayer, if you're listening, just call us, indycan.com, get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of Alex, and let's do a show together. I'm down with it.
He's on his way right
Yeah,
now.
We'll come to you, no problem. John, just give us your home phone number, we'll get there. Well,
he lives in Manhattan, he's not that far.
Oh, I'm thinking, you know, Delta Blues, and, you know, he's, I'm thinking Mississippi Panhandle or something like that. Okay, we can be there in 8 hours, so that Correct. Makes it simple. Okay, John, give us a call. Operators are standing by. Well, thanks for coming in, Alex, and we look forward to following this career for a long, long time, so make us proud, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Woo! Yeah!
All right, thanks, IndyCan, for having me. I enjoyed it. You can visit my website, www.alextintinalli.com. And this will be the last song I'm playing for you. And yeah, hope you enjoy it. Baby, show me what to do when it's just me and you. 'Cause if you leave it up to me, you're just gonna have to wait and see. But if you really want to know, yeah, then come back for more. Now when I see you carrying on, and before I speak, you know my song. But when you close your eyes and I whisper to you, you know not to worry as we become two. And it's a feeling inside that I cannot hide. Hey. because it's pitiful, and it's beautiful, yeah. Just thought I'd let you know before I gotta go, before I gotta go. Baby, show me what to do when it's just me and you. 'Cause if you leave it up to me, oh, we're gonna have to wait and see. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. But if you really wanna know, yeah, they're coming back for more. It's pitiful, and it's beautiful, yeah. Just thought I'd let you know before I gotta go. And if you think what's left for you,
we all. I'm all alone. How did things go so wrong? Leaving a message to come back to me.
Hi, this is Todd Arkell from Cool Planet Entertainment, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
He's shy sometimes, especially on that first night. You could see he tried, but couldn't get it right. We learned the steps, dancing how he understood, and I was so impressed. Our first day was going. Instructor was coming by. She said that we need to try to trust each other. She put my hand in his. It felt like the perfect fit, dancing together. One, two, three, four, five, six, and seven, eight. Try to keep your head up straight. To play our song. stands. We've done this once before. On a different dance floor. And he took my hand to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. Try to keep your head up straight. Don't look down to the ground. Spin me round and round. You're doing great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. Perfect's never how the story goes. And fairy tales will never tell you so. We fight sometimes. And pulled at my skirt to pick him up again. The banner read, happy anniversary. And my dear husband said he could never live without me. Music began to play. It seemed like the perfect day to have a party. He came and took my hand. I forgot how to dance, and so he taught me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. Try to keep your head up straight. Don't look down to the ground. Spin me round and round. You're doing great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
We've actually played Daphne Darling since Indie Can Radio was back in the single digits of episodes. Before that, Ken Tizard. Now, if you know The Watchmen, if you know Thornley, you may know this man's career, but he's really coming into his own as a solo artist and doing a lot of interesting things. And before that was Loud Love from Ottawa, just coming off of an East Coast trip. So they had to endure drinking until 6 o'clock in the morning. But, that can be tough on Ottawa boys. But when I saw them, they looked like they were handling it beautifully. All three of these acts were at a Paragon event that was a lot of fun. It was a great showcase of music. And there were some other great acts, and I'll get them on the show sometime soon. Let's see. Yeah, Todd Arkell and Cam Carpenter are going to be with us. They work with a number of acts. Vander Park, I don't know how long you've been around, but we worked with them a little bit at Canada Day at Rock the Park, Downsview Park, and Vander Park was one of the bands they had on there. And apparently they're really catching on in the States. At least that's what Todd tells me, and I told him, I don't even know if it's true, but that's a good story to stay with. And we'll be hearing from a couple of other bands they're working with as well. On deck is Dave Bovens, longtime IndieCan supporter, first-time contributor. I caught up with him at the supermarket. If you're in Toronto on a Sunday night and you're not sure what you're going to do, go to Kensington Market, go to the supermarket. They have an open mic there. And you never know what you're going to get, but you're going to get a good cross-section of some great talent in Toronto. And I saw Dave there, and I told him, hey man, send me your CD, and he did. But first, we're going to play John and Roy, just because you've been a longtime supporter. Here's an act that, Dave, I think you're going to love. This is from Victoria. I just got this week. It's not easy to get to the top of my CD stack, but these guys did. And this is, let's see, John and Roy, Another Afternoon.
Hello. soon. Cause if it don't, I'm gonna stay upon this floor on which I lay. That a girl below the line that separates some things that I cannot define. It cannot core or shut my spine, and I'm feeling mighty fine.
This is Cameron Carpenter from Cool Planet Entertainment, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio, maybe even on XM Satellite Radio.
Probably. Some old friends, right? Yes.
Oh, everyone at XM, you know, from Leek and Kelowna and all my good friends over there. It was a great company to work for, and I was really glad to be part of the startup for a year and a half before it went on the air and the first 2 years that it was on the air. And congratulations for IndieCan being on the air now.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's fun. We like it there.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on at Cool Planet?
Well, I mean, it's... You know, as you know, we started off as a management company over the years and got into doing a little bit around events, but we wanted to sort of expand on the brand and take advantage of the talents of some of our new business associates in Cam and Don Dwyer, and we've started a PR company called 2 Degrees, as in 2 Degrees of Separation, because it seems that pretty much between the three of us, we all know somebody, or we can get to somebody in one step. And then we've also just started a indie record label called 45 Records for all us old folks.
I know your moniker is that little 45, what do you call it? That
it's
little
a spacer.
Centerpiece? A spacer.
That's literally what it's called, yeah. Back in the days when records used to skip.
Yeah, so whenever anyone says, oh, I haven't seen one of those in a while, you know you're dealing with someone 40 plus probably. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the cutoff is about 30. Anybody under 30 has no idea what it is, and that's what it seemed to be from people that I've been talking to. If they're around 30, they remember it, but other than that, it's probably, what is that?
So let's go back to why you're here, Cam. You were at XM, now you're at Cool Planet. Who talked to who first, and what's that all about?
Well, prior to being at XM, I was an independent publicist, and before that, I worked for the major labels in Canada. One of my partners at BMG when I ran the publicity department was Don Dwyer, who worked publicity with me. After we both left, she went on to work for the WWF, now the WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, for a couple years. She left that company. She was out looking. I was sort of beginning to look as well. Todd had come to me with some acts for XM a couple years ago, and then, interestingly enough, Don and Todd were best of friends, family friends. Yeah. So Todd and I went out golfing one day when I was still at XM, and we just started talking, and Don was out, and I was thinking about leaving XM, and it was just like, okay, wait a minute. There's three of us who know everyone. Todd's got a management background. Todd's not afraid to pick up the phone and get David Geffen on the line. Don's got all these contacts. She wants to get back in rock and roll. Why don't we sit down and try to put this thing together and start something new?
Man's got balls.
Yeah, there you go. So over a few pints of Guinness at Lion on the Beach, a new company was born. Absolutely.
That's fabulous. Now, this 2 degrees of separation idea, I'm a big believer that this is a big country, but the music industry is a small town. It really doesn't take long to pretty much know everybody. And which means, you know, don't burn any bridges, right?
It's not a
big enough town to really...
No, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I may have maybe lit a few bridges on fire, but I've never burned any. And you never know, you know...
Construction projects.
You had Rob Rapidi on the show a couple weeks ago, and I remember when I was Rob's mentor at CMW, when I was hired by a company to take kids around CMW. Then all of a sudden, you know, he's booking my bands now for his wireless music festival, so... It is a small business.
Yeah. So what's going on in the music business?
Wow, what isn't going on?
It's But are these good times,
bad times? But this isn't necessarily just a music company either. We're branching out into different things, marketing. We actually look after a men's therapist. We're doing his publicity. We just got him a radio show, Guy Talk with Dale and Owen on CFRB every Sunday night. So it's a little bit of everything. It's music, it's marketing, it's whoever needs publicity.
We're really looking at entertainment stuff. I mean, Trish Stratus is one of our clients. We're just doing a bunch of stuff for her. She's opening a huge yoga studio north of Toronto up at Vaughan Mills called Stratosphere. So there's a lot of cross purposes of what we're doing. So, you know, we're taking advantage of the PR strengths in the company to I guess cross different bridges, right? Music, entertainment, marketing, corporate stuff. So it's quite fun.
And it's all people we know. Like Don worked with Trish at the WWE, obviously. Dale Curd, this therapist, worked at BMG as a publicist at one point. I'm working with Bill Priddle from Trouble Charger, who has a new record, The Priddle Concern, coming out on Sparks Music on May 6th because of my relationship with him. I'm working with Sparks Music because the guys who run Sparks used to run Ready Records back in the day when I was at Quality.
Good.
And Jeff Rogers from the Crash Test Dummies is there. So it's just about you know, one degree of separation yeah. of knowing everyone and then knowing your work and work ethic and being excited about our company and hiring us.
So. Projects on the go, events coming up, anything?
Well, all kinds of things. I think we're going to have an industry party date and location to be confirmed, but probably around the end of the May. End of May. How many Guinness have I had today? Around the end of May to showcase some of the bands that we have here in Toronto. And those will be Vander Park, Trophy, and Murder City Sparrows, who are actually Edmonton boys, but who yeah. are transplanted. I can't talk. Cam, take over. Help me. They're transplanted here to Toronto right now anyways for a little while.
Yeah. They just did their new album with Gordy Johnson, produced it. Bill Kennedy mixed it.
And they're on the bill with them.
In Hamilton. Actually, yeah. we've been touring with Grady. We did a bunch of dates earlier this year. We're going out for about another 10 dates in May as well. Yep. And we're just setting up. Gordy's setting up a new label as well. So we might be the debut act on Gordy's new label. So.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
So
album's done and ready to go. And
yeah, that'd be a little bit all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, Gordy's been really good to the boys and looked after them, much like he did with the Trues at the beginning of their career. He seems to be a great mentor for young bands that he likes. He's very particular about who he works with, but when he does work with it, he pushes you all the way, which is great.
Okay, let's listen to some music. Let's play DJ here. Pick a couple of tunes. We'll play them back to back.
There you go.
Okay, let's play Burnin' Water by the Murder City Sparrows from their debut EP, which is not on their new album, but it'll give you a good indication of what the band sounds like.
And how about Trophies Bury Me?
Okay, fabulous.
Sounds great.
Trophies Bury Me. We'll see you soon.
Okay, take care, Joe.
Bury me with your own hands. make a sound, but lies are loud as hell. If truth doesn't make any sound, then the lies are loud as hell. Your life hangs by a string. When death comes, feel its sting. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Except flies and mud. On the ground, and the devil stands tall as hell. I hear the church bell ring, the congregation sing. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. Sound, but life is loud as hell, and I'm not listening anymore.
I'm Wayne Petty from Cuff the Duke, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
You're not. You have 905 roots.
Yeah.
And you've moved to Toronto.
Yeah.
Hang out at the Dakota Tavern a little more, right?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah. Good time there.
Very good time there. Yeah.
So, who are your favorite bands? What are your favorite musical acts? What are you listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of stuff.
We saw a guy named Andy Swan at the Dakota Tavern a little while ago. He just put out a new record.
Yeah, from Ottawa, right?
Really, yeah. His record's called Ottawa.
It's really funny, good. Like Andy Swan, Andy McGoffin, those are probably two of the most underrated Canadian songwriters, in my opinion. And they both have put out albums recently.
Yeah.
And both records amazing. Both dudes are great, you know. So I've been listening to that. New the Caribou record that came out a little while ago is amazing. And you know, In Rainbows.
I always wondered if the drummer was the Metallica fan, but
I've actually it's funny you should say that. I've been listening to At the Gates lately, which is like really, really heavy, like awesome. Like speed metal. Awesome. Yeah. And it's totally awesome.
Yeah.
So guilty. Guilty.
Sorry.
Played the blues on his guitar. Occupation, rock and roll star. He grew up middle class in a London town. Went to high school, played in the band. Who carried his weight underneath his eyes. Squint a little bit in the studio light. He cut his hair with a bowl on his head. Wore a thin tie because the blues guy's dead. It's Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. Who played sitar on Painted Black? And is on the cover of Aftermath. He died in a pool, a drug related death. At least that's what the coroner said. It's Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. He dipped his toe into that pool. Now he's buried 12 feet under like a seed that's yet to bloom.
Was Cuff the Duke playing DJ and introducing Andy Swan for us. That was an interview we did with them with Hillside Inside in Guelph, and that was just up in the press box. We were talking to them while the rest of Hillside Inside was enjoying some band from Tennessee, I think. Anyway, thanks, guys, and we're going to close with Once Just. They're in a contest. They're up for a potential $200,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but trust me, that's operating expenses for a band for 1 year. It's just not cheap being a band, and having, personal expenses and whatever else. So anyway, if you like this band, show them some love, oncejust.com, and we'll see you all next week.
All the survivors come and gather round. Lift your hands up and throw the drum beat down. Break up the bees and take out the trash. As soon as I get back, I'm gonna crack a new track. Now trick my cheek, the wood is on the street. Pack out the love, I got what I need. Can you hear it? Can you see? It's true, the pleasure that I see is burning in my heart. It's slowly killing me. A lift of the rush to unfold the cash is up to this time and I look a bit, a bit sad. Say that I cannot open up. Step up, and take the trouble in time of the day to say what I say and tell them all how much I really wanna change my life without the hurt that I cause. I'm so fucking easy that I can see my own thoughts. Maybe, maybe I'm gonna maybe assume. The pleasure that I see is burning in my heart. It's slowly killing me. A lift of the rush, a bump of the gas. It's up and it's starting to look a bit. A bit sad. Spin around my head. Make my head numb and make me go dead. Spin around my head. Make my head numb and make me go dead.
And you're listening to IndieCan Radio. This is a song called You. It's a song I just wrote a while ago, so yeah. You're sitting home one quiet evening. And you're staring outside. You know there's nothing to do but to sit there and cry. You think about the world getting older and always having to look over your shoulder. Today is another day. Just don't let it get in your way. Don't let it find you. Staring up towards the stars, wondering who you really are. As you think about the world and those who lead it, you know it's time for you to rise above and beat it.
Featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.